there are many different types of applications. So what I think we can see from some of these great public cloud vendors today is that you can build a very high-scale, very efficient cloud. And I believe VMware and our partners can make that same technique apply to all the applications that you already have today. So let me share why I think this is true. There are three big trends that some of these speakers before me spoke to as well that are very important right now. The first is the continued rise of the x86 processor with better performance, more cores, and better pricing. So the efficiency that you can get in calculations across the board has been growing exponentially. Secondly, has been the arrival of virtualization. And one of the most amazing statistics today is that almost 60% of all server applications in the world are now running virtualized. Many of those are possible. This means that applications do not seem to be in the hardware, but are easily used to be virtualized and separated. Then lastly is a very interesting trend across the storage, the networking, and the security industry, where software is becoming a very important part of all the products that they deliver. If you talk to many hardware companies today, there certainly is hardware, but most of the staff is creating special software to make it available for performance. And that also means you can begin to think about a world where the same data center platform is running functions that used to be part of hardware. So with that, I'd like to introduce the concept of the software-defined data center. Now, virtualization has been very interesting and has made things very efficient. It's very easy to create a new server. And whereas previously it might have cost you $10,000 and taken several weeks to request a new server, virtualization has lowered the time to minutes and of course lowered the cost through server consolidation. However, anyone who runs a big data center knows that it's not just about starting up a server. It's also about how you connect it to all the other pieces of your data center. It must be on the right storage. It must be on the right network. You need to make sure that your firewalls and load balancers and intrusion detection systems are attached in the right way. You must have monitoring tools in place, and you must ensure that it has the right level of clustering for disaster recovery. So once you go through all of this process, the previous 2 minutes has now become multiple days. So it's our belief that it's time for a new construct of data center, and one that we call the virtual data center, the VDC. Now this is a logical construct that you carve out of your local data center, that is a place where you will render applications. But it also consists of software aspects of the different parts of the data center. Each virtual data center has a given to its own storage, security, networking, and availability. So that when you provision the virtual machine, all of those pieces that go into making it ready for running, now have to talk about it. So in software-defined data centers, it's about exposing all of our functionality as software services. And most importantly, it's about managing automation tools that can automatically connect these services to the application team. So how do we get there? There are a lot of very interesting trends going on today, many of which will be covered at this conference. The way virtualization works today is by combining all of these resources of the data center into a pool of flexible CPU. But what also is happening across the storage industry is the ability to pull together multiple storage devices and present a logical goal of storage. And one of the most talked about trends right now is the software-defined network. This is a way of taking network technologies, virtualizing out the layer, and then making it very easy for programs to change how the network goes through the cloud. So these technologies are all coming together very nicely right now. And the key next step is to think about how we pull them together with management and automation. can actually get to carve out virtual data centers from it. So you have a very large physical data center, and you create logical virtual data centers within it. Now, if you're a service provider, these virtual data centers might be allocated for each customer that you have. But if you're running a private cloud, these virtual data centers might correspond to departments that you have. The finance department, the research and development department. These become logical pools of resources that you can give out to organizations. They're isolated from one another, which people like for security reasons. But what's very important is that you get the benefits of cloud computing. And one of the biggest benefits is elasticity. So, if the research and development department creates multiple virtual machines, or perhaps a virtual machine running your database needs more and more power to stay more and more heavily loaded, we're able to take resources from the underlying physical data center and expand to virtual data center. And what's very important is that the research and development team have no idea this happened. They were able to keep moving on with their work very quickly, which is one of the core benefits of cloud. But even more important is when you start to deploy new applications. Now, when you deploy a new application in the enterprise, you have, of course, the software, but you also have a set of expectations that you have from the underlying infrastructure. These expectations are what sort of security services must be in place, does it have a tight firewall? It's also what level of availability you expect for an application. Should it be running in fault tolerance? Should it have disaster recovery turned on? Or maybe it's a very simple application that is okay if it dies. So all of these expectations are encoded as a simple set of policies. And when you deploy into the software's client data center, the most important part is that the services can be applied directly. You can automatically, using software services, hook them up to the virtual machine. And what's more, as the virtual machine moves around in a very flexible way, those services can follow. The firewall will always protect the virtual machine, whether it's running one place or the other, because it is delivered in software. So that's a very quick look at how the virtual data center helps the provisioning of applications by automating the extra services required to put something in production. But to achieve the whole promise of the software-defined data center, we want to have a platform that runs all of the applications for today, but also runs applications that would likely lead to future isolated islands. And this is also very encouraging right now. Most of the customers that I visit here in China are well on their way to running most of their x86 applications virtualized. This is increasingly the most business-critical applications, like SAP and Microsoft Exchange and SharePoint and Oracle. So this is well on their way to do some great work by hardware vendors and to advances in virtualization software. But what are the new applications that are likely to cause new islands that lead us back to the problem we got to in the first place? Well, one area is platform as a service. You hear a lot about this at today's conference, and people are writing applications in a new way to scale very quickly. So there's some great work going on in the industry to make sure platform as a service runs great in this sort of environment. One of the most heavily discussed items today is Hadoop, and the previous speaker spoke about big data challenges. Well, what's also very exciting is the arrival, just in the last 6 months, of white papers and proof points on how Hadoop can run in a heavily virtualized data center. And what's more, it can actually benefit by being able to grow and shrink to use all available computing resources along the way. If you go to banks or to scientists, you also see scientific computing, high-performance computing. It also creates its own clusters. They'll have a job scheduler and special hardware in place for running these applications. While this is also something that at the last supercomputing conference, people were demonstrating having value of running these cloud virtualized environments. For example, high-performance computing applications can be snapshot as they're running. And if hardware dies, rather than losing all of the compilation work, you can immediately restart it on another node. So you'll finish your application as quickly as ever. And then lastly, one other interesting trend has been the inevitability to run voice applications in these environments. Virtualization and cloud technologies can now guarantee network latencies and avoid jitter. And this allows us to have voice, video conferencing, voicemail systems, all to run on the same common platform. So if you take this all together, we can begin to think about a data center that is comprised of software services that allows you to create virtual data centers, which are logical pools of resources, and then allow you to take new applications and make sure they have all of the services in the data center ready to go. And if we just pull this all together, we'll move forward to have one data center platform that runs today's applications, and it's also capable of tomorrow's applications. Now, VMware does a lot of work around the software-defined data center around the world, but what I'm very excited about is a lot of the core development takes place in our Beijing office, where we have more than 500 engineers.